our guest in the cafe this morning. Joining us on the telephone line is Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
So a couple of movies we're going to talk about here. And the first one is called On the Basis of Sex. And this is not what you might think when you hear that title. This is the story of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right, and this has been a big year for her as far as the movies. There's a documentary called RBG about the lady, and it's already gotten on the short list for documentaries for the Academy Awards, and it's got a chance of winning, or at least I'm sure it'll get in the top five there.
Mm-hmm. And this is obviously based on a true story of her own life, and it's early in her career.
Right. She's actually in law school along with her husband, and they already have a child. And it's really wild because her husband gets ill, so she goes to his classes too. She sits in on his law school classes, does hers, keeps up with his work, her work, while they're taking care of their firstborn child. And she does it all beautifully. She's kind of a superwoman.
And this is set during, what, the 50s, the 60s?
Yes, the 50s. And the case, finally, they get to, it starts in the 50s, and then the case is in the early 70s. After she graduates, she goes to work. She can't get a job. No one will hire a female, even though she was number one in her class. So she works at Rutgers University, and she gets called in on this case, which is a federal case, that about discrimination on the basis of sex. And the reason that it worked so well for her and helped her popularity is, or name recognition really, is because she takes on this case, and it's not the woman who's being discriminated against, it's a man. So that's it's a man who had to pay taxes he was taking care of his mother, and if he'd been a woman, he would not have had to.
Interesting. I had not heard that before. Felicity Jones plays Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I see Kathy Bates and Sam Waterston also in this.
Yes, and Sam Waterston is kind of a guy that he says to her at the law school, "Why are you here taking up space when we could have another man in this, in the school?" And so he's not very sympathetic to a character at all. And Armie Hammer, whose home originally is from Highland Park in Dallas, he plays her husband, Marty.
And you enjoyed this?
Oh, yes. It's really good. Yeah. But the documentary, which does her whole life, is just, I recommend it more.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now, another picture that, and this, I take it, is not out, at least not widely in the theaters, but it's called Bird Box with Sandra Bullock.
Well, it's got some. It's on at five or six theaters in Dallas.
Oh, is it? Okay. But you said something. It's produced by Netflix, is I guess what made it.
Yes, Netflix has become a really big deal. They are releasing movies the same day on Netflix for home viewing as they are in the theaters.
I see.
Movies have gotten very big. And have been last year, there were several Oscar nominees.
So it's also available on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that may be a trend for the future, huh?
Yes, it is. And the immensity of this movie, it's the kind of thing that we wouldn't have thought of, but like straight to TV or DVD or that kind of thing. It was. It's got big stars in Sandra Bullock, and it's a big action-filled sci-fi movie, and it's just not the kind of thing you think of for that. Mm-hmm. A very, obviously, very expensive production.
Just reading the description of it, seems a rather grim science fiction movie. Yeah, about possible plague, basically, that destroys the world. But anyway, that's not like that hasn't been covered before in science
fiction.
Well,
that's pretty normal. We have had a lot of them. But this one, I think, is better than others because actually it does seem so believable because of her performance.
We just have a moment or so left. We've never talked about the Clint Eastwood movie, The Mule, But I know that Eastwood has a lot of fans, and apparently this is a very successful picture, both commercially and critically.
And the studio is very ashamed of themselves for that, because they did not release this. They did not show it for critics. So nobody saw it ahead of time, and it has been given fairly strong reviews. It's not the greatest one that Clint Eastwood ever did, but it's certainly considered a decent movie. And he acts in it, and he said years ago he wasn't going to do that anymore. But this is supposedly the last one. And it's based on a true story, and it is a pretty compelling story about an older man who becomes, an elderly man who becomes a drug mule.
And traditional Eastwood fans will like it, you think?
Oh, yes, and it's been doing so well at our local theater. It's beating out Mary Poppins and Green Book, by the way, which is on there, which everybody should go see Green Book.
I'm not too surprised. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line.
Okay, thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.